Brendan Bolton's personal theme song.
That's his theme song. That's played as he walks into the arena. He's a happy-go-lucky coach.
He's one of those guys too.
We love him.
Walks into the room and that song starts. We can ask Bryce Gibbs, who plays for him at the Carlton Football Club. He joins us now. Morning, Bryce.
Morning, boys.
Is he the happiest coach you've been coached by, Bryce?
He's a happy little man, especially after the weekend getting his first win. He's had a grin from ear to ear, and it was really good for him to get his first one.
Did you throw him in the middle of the group and give him the Gatorade shower?
Yeah, we tried to look for him, but he snuck off and hit out the back and make sure he didn't get in there because we're trying to get him in there, that's for sure.
And the smile, not only on Brendan's face, but I gather a lot of your teammates, it's been a dry spell for Carlton. It would have been very satisfying.
Yeah, it was. To sing the song again, hadn't been done for a while, and we had a lot of new guys winning their first game for the club, and to tip some Gatorade on those boys and just to see the smiles after the game, a bit of reward for some effort. It was good to see.
That last weekend's match was hard work. I mean, you grafted out a really important win. What were the key moments for you in that game?
Yeah, it wasn't a sexy sort of game. It was pretty scrappy and we had to really work hard and really had to play four quarters. And I think that was the most satisfying thing for us for this week is that we did grind out the four quarters. I think in the first four rounds of the year, we'd played some pretty good footy, but, you know, lacked times in those games where we let the opposition get a run on, and that was sort of the difference in the game. So for us to stick out a four-quarter effort, and I think everyone sort of had their moment in the game where they needed to, you know, go back with a fight or kick a clutch goal or win a hard ball, whatever it was, when they needed to do that, everyone contributed and we got the job done.
Hey, Bryce, you've been around the game a long time. Have you ever seen a young kid step into the game and look so accomplished as Jacob Wiedering does?
Yeah, he looks like he's been playing for 10 years, doesn't he? He's really impressive. His composure around the ball, his strength for an 18-year-old, and he's got some real leadership qualities that's really exciting for the club going forward. So he's been a joy to watch grow, even in the short time he's been at the club, and he's only going to get better and better.
Bryce, do you feel like your career and also Carlton's, the Carlton Footy Club, has been rebooted under Brendan Bolton?
Oh, massively. I think the whole club have done the right thing and reset the whole joint as a whole. I mean, there was change in the presidency. There's been change on board level, CEO level, coaching level, playing level. They've really stripped it right back and started again. And I think it's been the best decision the club's made for a long time. We're trying to connect with all our supporters again and try and get everyone back on board. And we're close to record memberships and that sort of thing. So I think people are starting to see that the really big change that's going on around the place. And hopefully we can start winning a few more games and then get this great club back to where we know it can be.
What's the biggest change that you noticed in pre-season in terms of your preparation and what was different under Brendan?
Oh, we're doing a lot of things different. Obviously getting a whole new coaching panel. They're all bringing fresh ideas into the group and moulding a game plan around our players that the modern game asks. I think that's just been the most refreshing thing. We're playing really mod footy at the moment, and even against some of the good sides, the Bulldogs, we actually held them defensively pretty well. So I don't think we're far off. The more games we play under Brendan's game plan and the more we're playing games as together as a young group, it'll be pretty soon we'll be playing some really good footy consistently against the good sides.
Now, I know Carlton like playing against the Bombers. How excited are you this week?
Yeah, it's a great rivalry. And sort of no matter where the clubs are at in terms of ladder positioning or whatever it is, it's always a good, hard, and usually close game. So, we're looking forward to getting back on the G and getting as many Carlton supporters there as possible.
Bryce, thanks for talking to us. Enjoy the footy on the weekend.
Thanks, boys. Good to talk to you.
Bryce Gibson, the Carlton Football Club. Be bound by blue and sign up as a Carlton member for 2016. Call 1300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Some signs last weekend that there's some progress being made, Tim.
Yeah, I think that if you look at the way they play, you can see that they're building and they're understanding what it is that Bolton wants them to do. He came out of, obviously came out of Hawthorn, so there's going to be a similarity in the way that they play over time, and it will take time for them to be able to adjust to that and learn the game. But I think if you're a Carlton fan, you can get excited about what you're starting to see build there.